Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mayor and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us, where it is time for Destination Spotlight number 100 as we take you to the 10th state in our nation. Admitted to the Union back in 1788 and known as the mother of states, Old Dominion, Charlottesville, Virginia is today's focus. This segment of the show is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
And you heard us talking with Travel Pro CEO Blake Lipham in the B Block earlier this hour, and whether it's Thanksgiving or December holiday travel, a New Year winter getaway, or maybe an important business trip, one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers, and that's because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Be sure to check out their Black Friday and Cyber Monday show specials at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, founded back in 1762, Charlottesville is a charming area in central Virginia. Joining us to talk about it on the show hotline is Courtney K. Cation. She's the executive director of their CVB.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Courtney, and today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Nice to have you on board with us this morning. So listen, Charlottesville is a place that we have visited multiple times over the years. You're an easy drive from Richmond or Roanoke. Washington, D.C. is maybe a little over 2.5 hour drive through some beautiful parts of this country. Certainly the University of Virginia and Thomas Jefferson's nearby home in Monticello are two of your biggest draws to the area. But your historic downtown area with all those shops and restaurants, we actually think that that's also very special. You know, what say you?
Well, of course. Yeah, we're so lucky to have such a vibrant downtown mall area. We are doing something new this winter, which is getting it all decorated for the holiday season. So there'll be a kids train and people be able to interact with Santa and other activations this winter. So it's always a beautiful place to visit, but this winter in particular it will be.
Courtney, Robert mentioned just now truly beautiful parts of the country and referencing driving, and I would agree. I personally think that road tripping to and through Charlottesville is a great way to enjoy the area. You've got the Blue Ridge Parkway, Skyline Drive, offering just stunning views, and you're also the gateway to Shenandoah National Park. Lots to do there outdoors. Do you find that these scenic drives and the park bring a number of visitors to the area?
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely are, in my humble opinion, the best place to stay to explore those areas because you have all the amenities of a small city with a very short drive out to where the Shenandoah National Park meets the Blue Ridge Parkway. So it's easy to explore both, and we have a lot of people who do a longer leg of the journey and explore more of our neighbor destinations up and down those roads.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, so I mentioned, you know, Thomas Jefferson, but Charlottesville was also home to Presidents James Monroe as well. And if you we want to extend that out just a little bit further to Orange, that's where President James Madison was from. So I'm sure most visitors know about President Thomas Jefferson and Monticello being such a big destination. But do you find others are surprised to learn the history and the connections of James Monroe and James Madison to the area as well?
Yeah, you know, it's great to be able to see all three homes in a quick day visit. Of course, we want people to spend the night here, but you get such a different experience because the histories of those sites are so different. And they really complement each other well, and it gives you a great idea of how they interacted as presidents and as founders of this country.
Courtney, let's go back to something that you said earlier. You were starting to touch on the holidays in Charlottesville. Robert and I have been there. I know we've been there in the summer, Robert. I think we've been
winter
early
spring.
Fall.
Yeah, even for early fall.
Yeah,
it's
September.
Been 3 or 4 times we've been there. So, yeah.
And we've certainly enjoyed the area. We've enjoyed a number of festivals that you offer during those months. But let's go back to with Thanksgiving this week and Christmas just a month away. What's Charlottesville like during the holidays?
So it's a wonderful place to get your holiday shopping done if you want to support, you know, local shops and local goods. We have the second year of the Winter Wander starting this weekend at the Boar's Head Resort just outside of town, and that is a walking lights show where you can get hot chocolate, you can get a s'mores kit, you can hang out. You don't have to be staying at the Boar's Head Resort, although we recommend that you do.
We have that's a gorgeous place. We've stayed there a few times
for
sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, between that and the activation on the downtown mall this winter, it's a very festive time to be here. It's also a great time to, pick up wine at one of our wineries and have a really much more intimate experience. Many of our wineries have fireplaces and, you know, in other parts of the year, they're very, very busy. And in this part of the year, they're a little bit slower, and so you're able to talk to the winemakers.
Well, wineries in the area, that's what I'm talking about, some of those gorgeous country. So, Courtney, and I don't mean to cut you short on this, but we only have about 30 seconds, and we always like to ask everybody to give us an interesting fact or something surprising on the area, in this case, Charlottesville. So what is it that you think will entice our listeners to come give you a visit?
I'm going to do two really quickly. One is we have more than 40 wineries to explore in our area, and secondly, that we have the Looking Glass, which is Virginia's only immersive arts experience.
Well, you gave us two, like that you got that in. And by the way, the Virginia wine country we've talked about that before. It is just, it really is spectacular to go experience that. Courtney, we thank you very much. Folks, you can certainly find out a lot more at visitcharlottesville.org. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving this week and best wishes for the holidays. And thanks for your time today, Courtney.
Thank you.
Take care, Courtney. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, that is number 100 in our popular series of the show that Mary and I started way back in 2017. You can find them all on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And certainly our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Charlottesville this week with what occurred back on Monday. That's also the end of Hour 2 of the program for today. After these messages, we'll be back to kick off Hour 2. The NCF will start us off, and we'll be taking you back to Barcelona, where we were earlier this week. Stick around, everyone. We'll be back in just a few minutes, or catch us through the archives or live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.